I thank God for his faithfulness because he's faithful. No matter if we fail, he's faithful. And God is good, always wanting to help us, protect us, bless us. And I just want to thank him. My wife was telling me, hey, the forecast says it's not going to snow. Let's run. But I said, I already committed, so we're going to have to wait. I hope it doesn't snow tonight or tomorrow, but God is always good, right? Brothers, I don't know what kind of problems you're facing when you're out there in the field trying to get people to know the Lord, but where I'm at is infested with a doctrine that is so popular, so attaching, that I prepare this message for the few saints that are assembling, but I said it could be a blessing here too. Have you heard anybody say the Holy Spirit speaks to me? There's a doctrine going on in that little town. It's a town of maybe 5,000. So it's like a little, it's little that everything goes around and all the churches are kind of following the same pattern about teaching about the Holy Spirit, but I call it in a wrong way. The Holy Spirit does speak, but not like they say. Most of the things that they say about the Holy Spirit is not what the Bible says. I think the Holy Spirit is, in 1 John 5:7, says that he's God. He's the part of the Godhead, the Trinity. Let me see if I can quote it. There's three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. So the Holy Spirit can do anything, but when it comes to hear these people say, I don't need the Bible, the Holy Spirit talks to me, it's just not what the Bible says. And, well, we got to equip the saints to know what is true and what is a lie, because they'll be exposed sooner or later. But let me tell you, the Holy Spirit does speak. And it does, but we just have to know how. Sure. Be able to listen to what he says. And unfortunately, what's going on is not the Bible. When people drop, turn, twist, yell, scream, cry, you know, they say it's the Holy Spirit that touched them. But unfortunately, it's not what the Bible says. And I normally don't teach doctrine when I go out to preach. I just don't. I don't want to get in trouble. But normally this is a doctrine, more of a doctrine teaching. And I know that I've been searching. God, if they say you speak to them, I want to be part of that. I want you to speak to me. And I have searched the scriptures. Even when I went to Bible school, we had a strong disagreement. They said, Gabriel, it's okay for you to be wrong. But I have never, ever found scripture to back up what they were saying. And basically what they were saying and what's going on really in a big way in Shalen is that the Holy Spirit speaks to people and makes them do things that is not in the Bible. And when I was in Bible school, they told me, Gabriel, speak to the Holy Spirit, direct yourself to the Holy Spirit, and that's what's happening in Shalen. They're praying to the Spirit. They're asking the Spirit to do the work. And believe me, don't get me wrong, the Holy Spirit is God. He could do anything he wants. We can't put him in a little glass and say, this is how it works. He's the whole Almighty God. But what they're saying, the way they're saying it, is not backed up by the Bible. God spoke to me, I don't need the Bible. They're saying, we don't need the church to do the things that we need to do, that we could do in church. But there's still 14 scriptures that says, where I put my name, where I choose this place, I want you to go. I thought it would just say it in the New Testament, but no, in the Old Testament it says, the place that I choose to put my name, that's where I want you to go. You ain't going to offer sacrifice or nothing that has to do with worshiping me in any place you want. It has to be the place I choose. So these churches and people are talking about that God is moving, but it's totally, I even oppose, it's totally against what the Bible says. I have even talked to preachers that have said, you're wrong, Gabriel, because you don't speak to the Holy Spirit. He's a person. We're in the era of the Holy Spirit. But I have said, if Jesus did it, if the Father gave Jesus the information, he brought it to the apostles, and the apostles transmitted it to the church, I'm willing to repent. But if you can't show me that they spoke to the Holy Spirit like you want me to speak, direct my prayer to him and ask him to do the things that the Bible tells me how, I pray to the Father in the name of Jesus through the Spirit. And if you can show me any other place or somebody that directed their prayer to the Spirit or walk, it commands us to walk in the Spirit, but to let the Spirit take over the Father and the Son, I'm willing to repent, but it's going to be like the opposite. But if I can prove you that what you're saying is not Bible, you have to repent. Oh, Gabriel, you're just hard-headed and you don't listen. I don't mind taking advice. And God tells us to be sensitive to advice to our elders, to our sending church elders and people. But when they come with this weird doctrine, I have a hard time swallowing it. Because I'm going to be responsible to God for every word that I teach. And if it's really easy, they say, well, you can be talking to God, to the Holy Spirit. Well, the Bible says to direct our conversation to the Father. But there's a whole bunch of things that are happening there. And since we're a kind of small group, a small town, man, it's pressed like fire. But this message was prepared for the few saints that are struggling there. So have you ever heard the Holy Spirit talk? Or have we Baptists don't think I'm becoming charismatic, but there's a biblical way that the Holy Spirit speaks. But we just haven't picked it up. I want you to go to 2 Peter. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. And you probably know this verse. 2 Peter. A ver. Does the Holy Spirit speak to people today? He's God. He could do it. But is it true what they're saying? That we have to pray to the Holy Spirit? We have to talk to the Holy Spirit? We have to... Well, that's a little bit different. I want you to go to 2 Peter, if you please. 2 Peter, chapter 2. And we're going to see verse 21. I speak too much, and I'm going to cut it short to be able to be faithful to the time they gave me. This preacher said, Gabriel, it was at night, and they said, at 9 we close, but if you want to stay preaching, the people leaves. So you can close the door, turn off the light, and you'll be okay, but the people ain't going to take it. The people ain't going to stay. So I said, I better respect the time they give me. No, and it's good. So in 2 Peter chapter 1, I want you to learn today that the Holy Spirit speaks, and I want you to know how. 2 Peter, the last verse, on chapter 1, we read this. Now, in 1 Timothy 3:16 says that the whole Word of God is inspired by God, right? But here it tells us who's the author that spoke. Inspired means that he inhaled it. He spoke, and it was heard and written. It says, oh, I got to change it to English. I'm sorry, just a second. I got a program here that that could give you 20 Bibles, depending which one you want. Oh, here we go. It says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The word of God didn't have to do with the will of man. They just were like the pen, God using them to write, but he spoke it. So tell me, really quick, whose word do we have when it's in writing? The word we got, the Bible. Who spoke? I know that the man wrote it. There were the instruments. But who spoke the word when it was inspired? Can you tell me? The Holy Spirit. So guess what? The Holy Spirit is speaking today. And we always urge and beg, I don't know the English churches, but we're always begging the congregations to get involved with the Bible. I was talking to a man and he said, but I was raised, of course they say they done it, they've been there, they heard it, they took it, but they don't have no salvation. They say, well, I received Jesus, but I don't even know if I could go to heaven if I die. Depending how God finds me, that's where I'm going to go. Well, that's the same disguised doctrine of the old church of the state, that says if you're good, you go to heaven. If you don't, you're going to condemn yourself. Well, it's the same thing. Well, it depends how God finds me. But they don't have salvation. They have Jesus. They have been baptized. They have eternal life. They got all the things that anybody could say they have. But they're not sure. For me, that's not salvation, because that's not the salvation that I have that the Bible talks about. And they're saying a whole bunch of weird things, strange doctrines, if you ask me. But when it comes to the Bible, when we hear the Word of God, guess what? Who's speaking to you? The Holy Ghost. Unfortunately, Baptists haven't picked it up. We haven't been told. But the Holy Spirit is speaking today. If you read the Bible today, he spoke to you. He spoke to you. He spoke to us. At home, hey, can we do this? First, you know what's first. Oh, it's over there. It's over there. Well, if you don't get it, don't start on the second thing. First thing first. And brothers, the Holy Spirit speak to us. Can anybody say amen or give me a grin or a smile? Because he is speaking to us today. Unfortunately, we don't do like they do. They say, well, I don't need the Bible. The Holy Spirit talks to me. Well, that's, I don't know, maybe if they will read the Bible, they will get an insight how really the Holy Spirit talks. If the Holy Spirit talks, look at Hebrews 1, then we got a conflict, but we don't. I tell a lot of students they're studying the Bible to be preachers, you better get into the Bible, because you're going to be the one that's going to give answers, because there's scriptures that look like they contradict each other that you have to know, give an answer to the people that requires it. Well, in Hebrews 1, God says that he speaks through Jesus. So now we got two. It says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke into the past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also we made the worlds. Wait, Pastor. It's saying here that he speaks through Jesus. And you're telling me that the Holy Spirit is the one that speaks? Well, yeah. Yes. But let me tell you a little secret. Well, it's not a secret. It's in the Bible. If you have read the Bible, Jesus says some special things about the Holy Spirit. I want you to go and see him with me. Now, when I study, go to John 14. When I study, I long time ago, I used to read books, a lot of books. But now I ask God to give me understanding of the Bible. And I try not to read books. I'm not saying reading books is bad. But you're just reading the conclusions of people's conclusions put in writing. There's the MacArthur Bible. There's the Pentecostal Bible with commentaries. There's all kinds of people writing their conclusions. But I like to get my own. And as God, hey God, it takes time because he doesn't answer right away. But when I least expect, he gives me understanding about what we need to, how to make the theology work. Before, when I used to read books, every time that a preacher used to preach, I had to change my theology because the books weren't close to what he was saying. Oh, no, this is... Well, that's the reason I kind of cut down on books or commentaries. I'm not saying they're bad. Everybody has their own conclusion, but we got to stick with the Word of God. We got to stay with what it says. When I was in Bible school, they had this big challenge. Do we speak to the Holy Ghost or not? And I said, you show me the Bible. They first brought that we, word by word, the Reina Valera, which equivalents to the King James, they don't match word by word. Well, somebody came saying, hey, what Bible are you going to say that is true? Reina Valera or King James? Well, I said, first of all, I don't use King James. I'm Hispanic. And I use the Reina Valera, first Bible we got. First copy. So I'm going to stay with Reina Valera. And you take this mess with what making people choose between one or the other, that one is false and one is right. And you take away that to someone else. You ain't going to do it with me. I think the King James was given to the English-speaking folks and the Reina Valera to the Hispanics. Well, they don't go word by word, so one of them has to be wrong. Take that somewhere else. I'm not going to dispute about it. I'm not going to even bother to think about it. Well, now there's a bigger problem. They translated the King James word by word, and they put Reina Valera. And now they brought this dispute back, and they said, now we got the real Bible, the Gomez Bible. Well, to the same, hey, you want to use the Gomez Bible that you call Reina Valera, the true Bible, then use it, but don't come. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to put up with it because they just translate the King James word by word and they tag Reina Valera. So this is the good Bible. Well, I think in the last times we're going to be hearing new things that we need to stick with what the Word of God says. You know, I don't want to offend nobody. I don't want to create problems. But I have a preacher called me from Mexico, missionary. Gabriel, you need to get involved. You got to talk to the Spirit. You have to let the Spirit fill you. Well, I agree with that, but for me to speak to the Holy Spirit, the Bible doesn't give me that pattern. And if you can back me up with the Scripture, I'll apologize. I'll take it back. I'll humble before the Lord and do it, learn to do it, but it's not something that I have learned in the Bible. Well, he's still my friend. We still talk. We still support him, but he thinks that I'm off track. Well, he can think whatever we were entitled to be wrong. But when it comes, we cannot make God fit in this little glass and say this is how God works. He's the Almighty. He's the Omnipotent that does whatever he wants, whenever he wants it. And we can't question him. And if it's written, we stay with it. And here, to reconcile both, that God says that Jesus is speaking today, and that the Holy Spirit, well, they're one. One God made of three. Not the same one. It's not one. It's three that make the true God. John 5:7. That's what it says. But when it comes to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they all have, as God, they are all eternal, have attributes that belong to God. And who forgives sins? God, the Son, the Father. They all have those attributes that come together. So if Jesus is speaking, how does the Holy Spirit speak to us? In just ignoring what he says? Not getting involved with the Scripture? Or letting the Scripture talk to us like the Bible says that he speaks? He spoke. Well, Jesus tells us how. Go to 14. If you're there, go with me to John 14. And we're going to read this verse. Now, I believe that the Godhead planned this before the time, before the world existed. In John 14, what is it? 26. John 14, 26. Look what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. That's why I like, somebody told me, Gabriel, if you don't really know the subject, don't mess with it. Avoid it. Well, guess what? I go the opposite. God, I don't know this, and I'm supposed to know to give answers to the people. Can you please help me? And you know what? In due time, he reveals me. He talks to, he gives me understanding. That's God. God, I don't know how to, you know, when James was writing, the Holy Spirit said, if you need wisdom, how to conduct yourself, ask God and he'll give it to you. But don't doubt. Because if you doubt, you ain't going to get nothing. So every time you don't know something about the Bible and you really want to know it, ask God. And if you really want it, he'll reveal it to you. He'll let you know because he's not dead. He wants the fellowship. He wants the relationship that we sometimes don't give him. We don't give him the opportunity. But he's well. He hears and he's always ready to hear, and he's always willing to help us, and he's so lovable that he's willing to protect us, bless us, and give us all these good things if we're willing to give him a chance, if we go to him for answers. So here in John 14, 26, we write something that he said about the Holy Spirit. It says in verse 26, when I have a lot of books about the Holy Spirit that I used to read, but now I just set them aside, try to let God help me understand. I got a lot of books. My wife, now that I use the tablet, I hope you Some preachers say, if you got tablet and you don't have notes, don't preach. So I got notes and the tablet, just in case. They think we're too modernized, that we're losing ground in modernizing because we use a tablet. Well, I respect their reasoning, but I still got notes. Just in case they say, you got notes? Yes, I do. But here in verse 26, talking about the Holy Spirit, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, look at this, he will teach you all things and bring to all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So what the Spirit does? He inspired the word, he spoke it, but they were one making it happen. So here it says, he will bring, remind you all the things that I have said. Look in chapter 15, verse 26 again. Now next chapter, verse 26. This is Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit to understand how he speaks and what the Holy Spirit speaks about. We need to understand these verses.
By the way, holy Jesus. I don't even know if it's green or... Oh, there it is.
I didn't have the microphone, which doesn't make much difference. Well, I don't know. But now it's turned down, brother. Verse 26, 15:26 says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. The other one says he'll bring to you, he'll remind you of the things I said. But here it says he'll testify of me. John the Baptist testified about Jesus. We're supposed to testify about Jesus. And here it says that the Holy Spirit would testify of us. Let's verse. Let's go to chapter 16:13. John 16:13, next chapter. This is Jesus speaking about the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Ghost was going to do. Now, I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is talking to us. But here it says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. All these three verses have something in common, that the Holy Spirit was going to work with us with what Jesus said. Jesus speaks today through the Holy Spirit. And that's how we need to understand it biblically. Because this thing, I don't need the Bible, the Holy Spirit talks to me, that is not true. That is not so, because a lot of people, just because, oh, I got a lot of faith. I got faith in Holy Mary. I got faith in Buddha. Is that really faith? Not the one that produces the Bible. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. A true faith is going to make you walk through the Scripture, fulfill the Scripture in your life. But they just say things and like if it was so, without the Scripture. And that's what's happening. I don't really believe that the Holy Spirit would, because he says he will not speak of himself. He doesn't have a different agenda than what Jesus had. This is what I say. The Father gave the Word. Jesus exposed us the Word. And the Holy Spirit reinforces the Word that Jesus brought. He doesn't do, that's why I told this guy, look, you believe in dancing, so what? Just because it says dancing in that they dance in the Old Testament, if you could show me where Jesus danced, where the dancing doctrine came into the church, transmitted to the church, I'll do whatever and I'll learn to dance in the Spirit. But if you don't expect for me to believe those lies that you're saying. Well, didn't they dance in the Old Testament? Of course. Culturally, we all like to dance. But it wasn't in the temple, in the tabernacle, or in the church. They went across the sea and they grabbed what they call these little noisy circles, symbols, temperate. Now I know. They opened the Red Sea, adjudged Haftan, conquered. It was an impossible battle, but God gave him the victory. Her daughter came dancing out of the house, and it always was cultural, but not instructed to do it in a worship service. In a matter of fact, the temple had 500 members of the choir, but they never fell and screamed and yelled. If you can show me where the Bible says, I'll be glad to take your doctrine. But if it's not, no, because it's not biblical. Oh, Gabriel, you're just impossible. No, I'm just sticking to the facts. So, brothers, the Holy Spirit speaks to us and reminds us and guides us to perform the things that Jesus spoke. Isn't it great? I'm glad because, you know, I have visited places and they're so happy and doing this and that. Then I feel awkward. I'm not used to it. I don't think it's biblical anyway. Even if you, a 2, 3, 4-year-old boy, a girl, if you put a music with rhythm, they'll probably start doing things that normally they don't do. We come with that nature, that we like to move. But just because they say, it's of the Holy Spirit, He touched me. Can we believe that as part of the Bible? For me, that the Bible, the Word of God, Jesus doesn't back it up. The apostles don't back it up, even less the Holy Spirit. I don't think it's biblical. You know, most of the times, people give testimony. Oh, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, we have to love one another. And I said, I don't need the Holy Spirit to speak to me. He already spoke to me because He said in the scripture to love one another. Oh, the Holy Spirit showed me that we have to learn to respect the elders. We need a special revelation for that. It's been told, it's been said. Amen? I mean, if there's something in the scripture that we, that's why I tell everybody, memorize the scripture so the Holy Spirit, when He wants to move you or bring something for you to perform, you can have it and He will blow it in your ear. He'll remind you because He said He'll guide you, He'll remind you. And what else? Three things. He'll guide you, remind you, and teach you all things. Well, guess what? When you read, you don't understand something or something wrong in your life and you beg God to show you how, believe me, the Holy Spirit will come to your rescue. Memorize. The Bible talks about giving the word, memorizing the word, preaching the word, speaking the word. It says, let the word of God dwell abundantly in our hearts. So, brothers, the Holy Spirit is speaking. Get into the Bible. I don't know what's your routine, but let me tell you, there was a study done of people that disciplined to read the Bible daily. You know how low it was? Pretty low. Normally, most of the people read the Bible whenever they have a little chance, when they're happy about it, to read it, and when things fit in. But for them to have character and saying no food, because no Bible, or no Bible, no food, or God's relationship is more important than anything, so I'm going to put Him first every morning. I mean, if you have fellowship with someone else and you didn't fellowship with God, guess what? He's not second, third, or last. He's first. Should be. So we have to build character to do that. It's hard at first, but well, It's a... where was Adam in? The garden. It's delightful once you get used to it. But at first, the flesh doesn't want to get taken off the throne. But afterwards, man, it gives fruits of righteousness. You just, that delightment being with the Lord, it makes a difference. But brothers, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Listen, pay attention. Get involved with the Bible. That way nobody could deceive you. You can really know for sure if it's really the Holy Spirit. All these things that are happening in churches, I really believe it's a spirit, but not the Holy Spirit of the Scripture. I really believe it's a spirit, but not the one that deals with the Scripture. They're not doing it like the Scripture says. Are they? I don't think so. You can have the right to be wrong if you want. But brothers, we need to get involved with the Bible on a regular basis. Why? Because the Holy Spirit. In Samuel 3, I want you to go there. Look what happened. In Samuel 3. Oh boy, I'm doing good with the time. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And look what happened because the word of God was lacking. Samuel 3. Verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in their days. There was no open vision. You know what? That word precious in the Greek says that it was lacking of the word. They had very little word of God. God was not speaking, not letting, guiding them. So they had little vision. And brothers, when the word of God is not in us, we're not keeping the word of God. If you memorize, the only way you can keep the word in your heart is memorizing it. And the Holy Spirit needs it. I don't know if he has called you. Did you know that we're all called? What did Jesus do when he seen the multitudes? He called them, hey, I got the answer. You need salvation? I have it. You need healing? I got it. Come. And God is calling everybody. And when we accepted the call to salvation, we were called. Some people think that they need a special calling. They see most of their lives in the pews and they think, I haven't been called. Boy. Yes, they have because they accepted the call. But I'm not a preacher. Well, I'm not saying we all have to be preachers. But let me tell you, when we accept salvation, God puts us in the body. And guess what? He wants to use us. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak because he has given in talents and gifts. And he wants us to use them for the edification of the church. What is it? I don't know. But the only thing I know is the Holy Spirit is speaking to the churches for everybody to get involved. Not only the preacher. A lot of people where I have gone said, well, we pay the preacher. No. The preacher is one of the bunch. Yeah, he has a bigger responsibility because he has to teach. But he's not the only one that has gifts that God wants us to use, that God wants to use in the church. That everybody has at least one. Some said one, some say a few, but I don't know. And the churches need to move. I mean, if the body, only if my body only would move one leg, it would limit me a lot. Or one arm. I had a stroke. Well, I was getting little strokes that I didn't know they were strokes, but it put me away for a while. I had to rest. I have to stay out of all the things that I was doing. But you know what? God is speaking, the Holy Spirit is speaking to the churches. And he's not only speaking to of you speaking to everybody, because everybody has something from God that God wants to be used in the body. He baptized us when we received him. He baptized us in the body so we can be part of it, so we can get active. You might say, I'm not called to preach, but let me tell you, get involved and God will tell you where you fit, where he wants you. But the thing is, getting willing. If there's a will, God will show you the rest. He'll provide the rest. He'll improvise whatever you need if we're willing, because the Holy Spirit is speaking. But we just haven't picked it up. How does he speak to me? I don't hear him. Well, every time you put your eyes, your mind, your heart in the Word of God, he's speaking to you. That's what I've... this little research that I did, this is what I found out, that how the Holy Spirit really speaks. And it's through the word that Jesus gave us. He reinforces it. He brings it to our minds, our lives, if we just pay attention to it. Brothers, don't believe these people that say, I don't need to. God is with me and he's doing the work. I don't need the church. I don't need the Bible. Because that's not what the Bible says. That's not Bible. The things they do just because they say that the Spirit touched them. Like I said, I believe that it's a spirit. But that's not what the Holy Spirit says in the scripture. There was a man, Gadareno, had a possessed. And Jesus dealt with him, and he says that when they came and see the man, he was in his five senses, dressed, all come down. That's what Jesus does. He makes us right, get to be where we need to be. Jesus was about to leave, and he said, Lord, I want to go with you. Nope, go tell them all what the Lord has done for you. He didn't wait to get to his land where he was. He started telling everybody. And brothers, believe me, the Holy Spirit speaking to us, we just have to pay attention. Now you know, if you didn't know, that the Holy Spirit is speaking and you know how to pay attention to him. Amen? What time? Is it time, brother? Yes. Thank you for your time. Thank you for coming. We'll give the pulpit to the pastor. Thank you. So I'm going to drink of this one, brother, so you won't drink it.